Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
E-commerce business owners know the best way to run a successful business is to keep their customers happy. You build trust with your customers one package at a time. That's why smart retailers use ShipStation. ShipStation helps you run the smoothest order fulfillment process possible and cut costs, not corners. ShipStation streamlines all your orders from everywhere you sell into one easy-to-use dashboard, prints shipping labels, manages returns, and tracks inventory. You can even automate repetitive tasks so your team makes fewer errors. Plus, they get you the lowest possible carrier rates. You'll save up to 88% off UPS, USPS, and DHL Express, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. When shoppers choose to buy your products, turn them into loyal customers with cheaper, faster, and better shipping. Go to ShipStation.com/program to sign up for your free trial. There's no credit card or contract required, and you can cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com/program.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Accusations keep pouring in against Sean Diddy Combs, and now more names being released. And there are a lot of the names that people had been speculating about for many, many months now. Some even years, depending how deep of a dive people have gone into. Jay-Z now named in a civil suit. It's just an accusation, not in anything criminal as of right now. But he also issued a blistering rejection of the accusations against him. Very much stating he had absolutely nothing to do with any of this, even encouraging Tony Busby, the attorney, to go and try and make this a criminal case, if this is in fact true. It's a nice sentiment, but there's a statute of limitations on things like this, so that is why it's civil right now. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. It's another big, big name. I mean, these aren't just rappers. These are business moguls. You know, they started out as rappers, but they have turned into media empire people that are connected to so many things in so many different ways. So if somebody goes down here, we're talking a lot of people and companies and other things as well that go down. What was your reaction when we heard the news then of Jay-Z?
Multiples, as we're seeing through all these accusations and charges and everything, it's exhausting, isn't it?
It is.
So that's the first thing you see is exhausting. Then we examine, I was examining, so what's the impact of that exhausting feeling? Is if this is a true horrible thing that happened, it's going to get lost in noise. If it's not, it's just one more person trying to pile on to take advantage of train. So, and that's the problem. So in all these cases, what I keep are going to, because there's so many accusations that are coming out from so many different people, trying to involve so many different people. At this point, I got my investigator hat on, as we've talked about before, the resources and manpower involved in doing this, these cases now, multiple cases, is so intense that my first impression was, show me the evidence.
Yeah, I mean, very much so. I mean, this is, you're talking about, you know, destroying a person's life, very much so. And that's why I'm very cautious on this one. They are completely allegations. But yeah, I mean, if it's not true, it's insane to go after someone and tear everything down that he worked so hard for. I mean, talk about a story of coming from nothing and creating a ton of amazing things. I mean, Diddy did too, but if you're a horrible person behind the scenes, all that can easily come crashing down if you are found out. What's going to be telling, I think, is going to be if there's more in the line of Jay-Z. Now, we just have the one. If there's a windfall of new accusations, I think you may have some smoke going on here. Right now, though, how do you prove something like this? About a 25-year-old party. We have some stills from it, and, you know, people can say they were at this party 25 years ago. I have a lot hard time remembering details of any party I went to 25 years ago. What can they, how can this be legitimized if in fact there is information to legitimize it?
In my mind, the only thing they can do to legitimize it is photos and videos of the, not just being there, of indecent acts. That's really all you can do, because what happens, again, we've talked about this multiple times in multiple cases on this, is especially with this kind of period of time, you're going to have a lot of false memories that are potentially planted in there, especially if you have, so let's take it from a victim mindset. That's the most important thing in all these things, is to honor the victim and give deference to the victim, because they went through something somewhere. And so whether, and we've seen this on other cases too, whether it was actually Jay-Z and Diddy that did these things, or someone or something in that period of time that did something to this, to the
individual,
that we have to give deference to that. So you want to help drill down on, all right, so we're going to need specifics. Because what happens is, when you go through a trauma, and especially so long ago, and then you hear recent information, your brain's going to start saying, well, maybe it was him. Maybe it was this situation. Maybe it was this time that did this. And so what then happens is, your network around you, that is your supporters, again, I'm going to go on the glass half full kind of thing here. No one's trying to take advantage of anyone. But then your supporters around you saying, well, did you see what's going on over here with Diddy? Was it this guy? And so then your brain says, was it that guy? Maybe it was that guy. And so now we have false memories getting implanted on a potentially true traumatic event that may have happened somewhere else. That's why it gets so convoluted and diffused over time. Evidence, videos, photos, eyewitness accounts, multiples that have to be corroborated accurately with a lot of details. Because again, eyewitness accounts of multiple people, 25 years, it's really, really rough. Have you ever experienced anyone have an accurate memory over 25 years?
No, but I would think if an event like this had occurred, you'd probably have a pretty good memory of the incident.
Yes. Yeah. Great point. Yes, and all those people witnessing it would too, because at that time, that person would then be broadcasting out, at least to close friends, close associates, people they felt safe with, maybe disclosing that to. So again, there's things in there, if it's true, could be done to hopefully bring it more. And like you said, though, what's going to be telling is, will there be more? Will it be more fitting the same pattern? Because that's what we're seeing with Diddy, is we have a pattern of behavior. We have a pattern, and also pattern denials, because Jay-Z's denial spiked out of the deviation baseline of the way Diddy's been denying. So that kind of gives you pause as well. So that's an unusual way. Let's explore why he responded and why his team responded that way. So there's a lot more here. There's, again, we got a puff of smoke. I'm not quite sure if one puff is going to lead to multiples or not, but it's sad is what it is.
What was your reaction to Jay-Z's denial and that the very long blistering statement? It really had very little empathy, I think, for the actual victim who's making the claims in this, other than saying, go try this criminally if it's true. But, you know, just flat out very, very harsh denial. I'd say it's even more detailed than Diddy's have been. I mean, this was a long denial. Then also going into personal aspects of his life on how it's going to affect him. It was very much about him. You know, but I guess if you're being accused of something that you did not do, it's a horrible accusation to say that you raped a 13-year-old. If you didn't do it, you know, I think a lot of people would be like, yeah, I'd be coming out, you know, guns a-blazing too. That would be an insane thing to be accused of if you've never done anything of that nature. But it was harsh. It was very, very loud. From a behavioral standpoint, what did you make of it?
It was appropriate to me.
Yeah.
You know, man, if you think so, again, appropriate to him and his situation where the initial reaction, total unbridled rage.
Yeah.
To being, again, from his, again, if he's accurate and he's truthful, I mean, so here you are accused of doing this most horrendous thing with a 13-year-old. You would get really, really angry. I mean, look at me just getting, I mean, just thinking about that. You're accusing me of that? I mean, you would just come out swinging.
Sure.
And behaviorally also, that kind of reaction would scare away any potential people that are trying to get over on them.
Sure.
Because now true victims are going to not necessarily be as intimidated as a fake victim, as someone who's trying to take advantage of the system situation. Because a true victim, especially if they have evidence of photos or videos or other eyewitness accounts, shouldn't be hopefully intimidated by that kind of vitriol response that there was. But it's hard to imagine if you are innocent of such a heinous thing that you're being accused of, that you wouldn't show a lot of rage and get really, I mean, he sounded pissed off.
Very much so.
Yeah. And to me, it's appropriate. I mean, not appropriate. It's an appropriate response to his emotions is a good way to put it, which is congruent with, to me, some accuracy and some innocence on his part.
What was interesting to me was the talking about, now I have to sit down with my daughter, who's, you know, close to the same age. I believe she's 12, of what the victim claims they were, and they have to explain this to her. And yeah, that would be horrible. I cannot imagine having to do something like that, especially if you're falsely accused and try and get your children to understand that and the ridicule and the shit that they're going to go through. But at the same point, you know, there was a bit of a woe me in there. But at the same point, I got to say, okay, yeah, if you didn't do this, you got to explain. But then at the same point, you also have to explain to your daughter why daddy thought it was a great idea to go make albums and go on tour with someone who had already been exposed as being a child predator. He got away with it. I'm talking about R. Kelly. After the fact, I mean, R. Kelly, we had a video of him raping a child and he still got acquitted for it all those years ago. Back in the late 1990s. It was several years after that. His career was still thriving, for people who don't know that. It wasn't like R. Kelly's accused and he's done. No, he came back and had a thriving career for the late 90s, early 2000s. And that's when Jay-Z was also kind of at one of his peaks. They went on tour together. He had this knowledge of this person. He wasn't convicted, but the evidence was there to anybody who was paying attention. It's like, he clearly did this. And he said, this seems like a good person to associate myself with and be that connected to, you know, basically forever. I know that the tour ended up getting canceled over some disagreements and such, but, you know, was that just money? Was it the record label saying, look, we want you guys to do this. It's going to pay you guys a ton of money. And money ended up winning out over moral obligation?
Back then, maybe.
Yeah.
Might not now, you know, because remember his response now was, which is an appropriate response for someone. I mean, just think about it with your daughter, same thing, you know. Yeah, it's easy to kind of poke at him. He's making it all about himself. But yeah, I would do the same thing. Is like the shame he's feeling to have to explain this to his 13-year-old daughter is congruent with a healthy relationship he's having with his daughter. Mm-hmm. In the cases I've worked that were associated with child predators, that's a response a typical child predator wouldn't have in trying to explain it to their daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, child predators with their own kids are trying to, they're they're rational. Again, there's a lot of better experts on this than me. The ones I did work, you know, they're trying to rationalize their behavior, and they wouldn't be thinking about the impact on their own kids of it being exposed. And so that to me is also another, it's mm-hmm. a healthy sign that he was concerned about having to do this and explain this to his 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I mean, good in the sense of that's an appropriate, he's had appropriate responses to me that I would be expecting someone that didn't do it generally to have. Again, this is not taking away anything from an accuser or a victim. Yeah. This is just focusing on him and his behavior.
And it's all allegations. And he has, of course, as we've said, denied all of it. I mean, just because you were in that industry at that time, if you were popular, if you were big, you would have been surrounded by people, you know, who have these accusations against mm-hmm. them. It'd be almost impossible to avoid it to a certain extent. Does that make you that you were involved in those things? No, not at all. The company you keep is one thing, but it's easy retrospectively to look back and go, oh my gosh, they were friends. Also, the public as a whole didn't necessarily have these accusations against this person at that time. We didn't know to a certain extent. There were certainly the rumors, but different place and time. And it may be some looking back and going, yeah, daddy made some bad choices of who he was surrounding himself with, but it doesn't necessarily make him involved. But there's just a lot of people he was close to that. Yeah.
And that could be, again, you know, his response to me was appropriate for who he is today,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't mean that, in other words, he could have a lot of anger and rage and being pissed off because he's being accused, because he also not just, you know, I was taken on the side that he didn't do it, but also he could have the same response of, hey, I grew out of that. That's not who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have the same emotional, you know, and physiological response to the same thing. So in other words, one could have been, he did it and grew out of it, it's not who he is today, or I never did it at all. Mm-hmm. Either way, that's not who I am today, and I'm pissed that you're accusing me of this today. So,
yeah, I think another possible angle is being angry at these people that he was surrounding himself with, and yep. the liability going, oh my God, like I put my name next to you on an album, I put it on a tour, we're close, we did all these things, and you were doing this in the background, and the kind of liability that created, and now I'm getting connected to this through association. I'd be extremely pissed at those people too if I had no idea as to what they were doing. I guess the big question is, what did he know about what these people were doing and when? And what was his response? Was it, I'm just going to make music, I'm going to, you know, go and party with these people because they haven't been busted, or I'm completely oblivious because I'm not part of that part of their life?
And therein lies the challenge of 25 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and that's why, you know, I love assessing human behavior. As you know, it's fascinating, it's intriguing, but at the end of the day, we really need data, evidence, and details to support behavioral observations, because there's a lot of things that can cause behavioral observations. Remember, we've talked about this before too. The polygraph and the, you know, basically a lie detector, which people love to try to think of and using, is not admissible in court, because that is a physiological and biological response to stimulus from the outside world and what we think about it in here. So it is behavioral. It's a behavioral assessment tool is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not accurate either. You need data support up those things. That's why it's not admissible in court, because it's all in here and what we think about it ourselves.
Yeah.
Behavior shows smoke, not necessarily fire. It's how we interpret that smoke and where we're going to, it leads us to the details and the data and the evidence we need. Very rarely is it the end state.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. commercial-free, with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.